looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
We're being warned to think twice about being inked, as they call it, getting tattoos, as new research reveals a link between tattoos and cancer. French scientists say chemicals in tattoo ink can travel in the bloodstream and build up in the lymph nodes, and they're warning that one particular colour is worse than others. A certain chemical commonly used to create white ink is known to increase a person's risk of developing cancer. It's especially worrying considering one in five Australians are estimated to be sporting some ink. On the line from the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Saxon Smith. Doctor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I must admit, I didn't know about the link, or you tell me, is there a link between tattoos and cancer?
This is something that's been talked about a little bit of late in the last couple of years, partly from the ink itself, but also sometimes when you have laser tattoo removal, about where do those miniaturised bits of ink go onto in the body once they've been destroyed by the laser. So there's a few things that we still need to sort of figure out, but we've known for a very long time that the ink just doesn't stay in the skin where it's been deposited for the tattoo that you want. Your immune system actually comes in and chomps up some of that ink and takes it to your lymph glands and hangs out there as well.
So titanium dioxide, which is a chemical commonly used to create white ink, they're saying that this is known to increase a person's risk of developing cancer. What would your advice be to anyone who's getting a tattoo?
Well, I think we still have to wait for more information about how strong this link's going to be. But my advice about whether you get a tattoo or not is to think twice anyway. You have to put in the context that we know that 50% of Australians by the age of 50 will have a skin cancer. The thing is that they hide in and around tattoos as well, which makes it much more difficult to detect. So not only are you putting yourself at a theoretical risk around the titanium dioxide and the inks themselves, you're certainly putting yourself at risk around skin cancer, which is a big problem for our country.
Yeah, we think about smoking and we think about the sun and we think about drinking, but there are these other things that sometimes pop up, and links and reports and medical experts who say you've got to be careful. I think it was talcum powder, wasn't it, earlier this year, where we had warnings about talcum powder causing cancer?
Well, at the moment, there have been some very large law cases in the US, which have hundreds of millions of dollars against one of the pharmaceutical companies in terms of talcum powder use and an association with ovarian cancer. So some of these things do take years to come to a head. And historically, tattooing wasn't as popular as it is now, as you've rightly pointed out. And so there may be things that crop up as a result of this over our lifetimes as we understand it more.
So while the jury's still out about any links, possible links between tattoos and cancer, would you advise people to stay away from that white ink in the meantime?
Well, I think that's one of the things that's changed in a demographic sense. People are going for tattoos with multiple different colours in there, from whites and reds and greens and yellows and the likes. Historically, it was just the traditional black ink. So I think we're going to have to find out more along the way from these types of inks as we use more of them and as people have them for a longer period of their life.
Good on you. Thanks for your time, Doc.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Dr. Saxon Smith from the Australian Medical Association. So the jury's still out, but these French scientists saying that chemicals in tattoo ink, particularly the white ink, can travel in the bloodstream and build up in the lymph nodes. And so you have been warned on that front this afternoon.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.